I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. After several days of clouds, the sun came out in Washington today. That should help the 19 college teams who are competing in the Solar Decathlon. The competition tests students' engineering and architectural skills in building energy-efficient, solar-powered homes. This year, several foreign teams are vying for the title, as Eric Neeler reports.
The dishwasher is just down here.
The bottom side?
Yeah, this one down here.
Ben Jagersma loads up a dishwasher in a wood frame home that has traveled more than 9,000 miles from Wellington, New Zealand. It's now on a patch of grass near the National Mall. Jagersma helps one of the judges put a temperature sensor inside the machine, testing how much energy it uses to wash dirty dishes.
Okay, that one's ready to go at 3:30.
So put it onto the normal setting, and then close her up.
Yes.
And we press play.
As engineering captain of the Victoria University of Wellington team, Jagersma leaves nothing to chance. 15 American and 4 foreign schools are battling for green power supremacy in the 10-day contest. Judges measure everything from energy use and comfort level to market appeal and affordability. The Kiwis have designed a batch, or holiday home, that uses natural resources to save energy. In this case, a coat of wool to keep it warm.
In New Zealand, we have more sheep than people. So sheep's wool insulation is a really good, really high-performing product. Insulates the walls and the floors and the roof really, really well.
Jagersma's next task is to use solar-powered hot water to wash and dry a few towels. The team has invented a special drying closet that uses solar-heated water pumped through a set of metal racks.
The best that we've done in the competition here in the past 10 days is 2.5 hours to dry the 6 bath towels. Today, I predict we'll be close to 2 hours.
If it works, the solar-powered closet will consume 200 watts of energy compared to the 1,500 to 5,000 watts used by a typical clothes dryer. Every team has come up with special ways to save energy. The University of Tennessee installed solar panels by the now-bankrupt firm Solyndra. Students from Belgium's Ghent University designed a 2-story, do-it-yourself home called the E-Cube. Charlotte Delhuvenet explains their priority is keeping labor costs down.
Normally, in Belgium, we build with bricks, but with this system, everything goes very fast. Like here in Washington, we build it with 30 students in 3 or 4 days.
The boxy structure is put together with aluminum material that holds up prefabricated wall panels.
The structure is a shelving system. It's very easy to assemble. It's cheap, flexible.
Flexibility and reusability is job one for the team from Shanghai's Tongji University. They put 3 metal shipping containers together in a Y shape for their home design. A Japanese firm donated advanced solar panels that pick up even small amounts of light. That's according to engineering student Chin Linwei.
We can still get energy during the raining weather. It can correct the direct sunshine and also the radiant sunshine.
The U.S. Department of Energy gave each team $100,000, while commercial sponsors donated building materials, appliances, and technical help. The teams have to keep their overall budget under $250,000 or face a penalty. Chin says he believes his team's design may persuade a few people back home in China to invest in solar power.
Although we are a very big country, but we have so many people, so we have to save energy. It's a very hard work for the country.
As the afternoon winds down, all the teams gather under a big tent to hear the results of the engineering contest.
First place for engineering goes to New Zealand.
The Kiwis pulled an upset. They hope it gives them momentum for the overall championship. The winner will be announced tomorrow. When the decathlon ends, most houses will be disassembled and sent back as class projects. But New Zealand's green home has already been sold. A woman in Christchurch says she plans to live in it. For The World, I'm Eric Neeler.
You can see the house from New Zealand and some of the others competing in the Solar Decathlon in Washington. We have a slideshow at theworld.org.